Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Future Eagle!
Future Eagle right here!
I mean, wouldn't it come full circle?
That was crazy.
Months after the afternoon show down on Radio Row at the Super Bowl, Chance, for your future Eagle, at Myles Garrett as he walked past. And the best part of that video, if you ever saw the video, was he turned right around. He was walking past
those guys. And he was smiling, cheesing.
Well, you know why?
Yeah, because he was thinking about it.
Well, he knows. He knows. Myles Garrett's destined to be an Eagle. Let's just call it for what it is.
Then he took the money.
Sure, he took the money. He can still get his way here. Of all the people, didn't you go to Jacksonville and end up back here anyway?
Yeah, I did.
You should appreciate it.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we paying for?
I definitely do. I definitely appreciate it.
So come around on this.
I just don't see this happening with, you know, everything that's going on. I just don't see this being a legit story.
Who do you think
something that's going to happen?
Which side? All right, let's play it out for a second. Which side do you think would back away from the table? Let's say the rumor out there again. Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports, reporting that it's out there in NFL circles that the Eagles would be willing. They're super hot for Myles Garrett, and they'd be willing to trade 3 first round picks to get him. Hugh, let's say that is there's reality rooted in it. Which side do you think backs away and says I can't? Like, who's the one that walks away from the table if that offer is out there? Is it the Eagles saying, now that I think about it, it's too much? Or is it the Browns saying, we can't take it?
I would say Cleveland.
Really?
Because of the, like, there's a lot that goes along with this, and you have to kind of follow the money trail. That's why when this came down and people were talking about it, I thought long and hard about it because a few months ago, about a year ago, there were some talks about moving the stadium, right?
Yeah.
Cleveland
Heights or something?
Somewhere in the suburbs.
Yeah.
And they had these whole renders of how they were going to move the city into the suburbs. I can't remember if it was shot down or not, but that was a big to-do in Cleveland.
Oh, I think they're getting it. I think they're getting the stadium.
And even though Myles Garrett is not a factor in that, because about time it'll be built, he'll probably be, you know, getting ready for his Hall of Fame induction. I can't see them doing that and having that stain on the organization. You know what I mean? It's bigger. Like, sometimes, even though we're caught in what we want to do, you have to step back and look at the bigger picture. And I think that for the Cleveland Browns, this would be foolish because they just bend over backwards for the guy because they didn't want him to leave.
So you're right, but I think they have to re-kind of calculate where they are. I mean, they're years away.
They are.
So I actually think the only way that he can actually, his legacy there could be the play he put on the field for 8-10 years, right? But also, if they turn 3 first-round picks that they get for him into their next core of star players and they win, everyone wins. Like, I actually view this as a win-win. Let's hear this morning, and if you're watching with us on YouTube, first of all, you see our incredible costumes here today, but you'll also be able to see this. Our buddies over in 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, their morning show, Ken Carman, you'll hear his rant, and you'll see it if you're watching. He is a clown this morning. Here is Ken Carman ranting about why I believe he thinks the Browns should do it. Here it is.
Well, because I didn't think it was going to make the situation any better in December, for crying out loud. And yeah,
If you want to talk about flip-flops, I don't think I've always just wanted to trade Myles Garrett, and right now I'm sitting in the middle of a hellish season, and when I see three first-round picks coming up, I look at an opportunity to make my team younger and to make my team better in the future. Because there's plenty of teams that somehow don't have Myles Garrett, and they go to the playoffs every year. So I know I have to get more good players, and I'm tapped out. I'm tapped out on my offensive line. I'm tapped out on my defensive I'm tapped out at linebacker for the most part. Secondary is going to have to come back around again because how long is Devin Bush going to be great for me? So a wide receiver, for the love of everything, this is the worst wide receiver room I think you've seen since the fans been going.
Well, we've had some bad ones.
So I have to replenish
Dwayne Bowe and Kenny
all
Britt.
This. And so if I get two first-round picks over the next four years, if I can stagger this out, like, guys, I have to consider this. Because you guys are the general managers. We are the general managers who cannot be fired from this football team.
He gets it. He's basically saying he didn't want to trade the guy, but now that he watches their team this year, they have no way out. I mean, they're in hell. I mean, the Browns are in hell. This is a way out. It is a way out. I'm just going to say it this way. If the Eagles get this guy, I put them as the favorite to win the Super Bowl. That is back-to-back, and we're talking about a dynasty here. I know cap ramifications, first-round pick ramifications, all this stuff that logical Hugh Douglas keeps bringing up. Meanwhile, I'm talking about stacking Lombardis. Us taking a trip out, Hugh, to Santa Clara in February. Meanwhile, you're worried about future draft picks. Some kid that's in high school right now I'm supposed to worry about.
Pencil pusher Douglas.
Come on.
Today.
No, it's not that.
It is.
And I was just looking at it makes no sense for the Cleveland Browns because, like I said, they bent over backwards to get him. And then I was also looking at the history of the NFL and how many teams have had three first-round draft picks, and it's really worked out for them. It was in 2020. Was it the Miami Dolphins, Las Vegas Raiders, and the New York Giants? And look at where all three of those teams are.
Sure, but they're getting nowhere with Garrett anyway.
No, but what I'm saying is this. Look at what I'm showing you, Joe. You have three teams right now that are still irrelevant.
Yeah.
And they had three first-round draft picks.
Yeah, but that's because they spent their money poorly.
No, but and not only that, if we give away our draft picks, we become one of those three irrelevant teams.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I mean.
Joe, when I said Miami Dolphins, what have they won? What playoff games have they been a part of?
The Eagles.
The Miami Dolphins.
I don't care about the Dolphins. Just fired their GM, by the way.
Yeah, but the Eagles have a better infrastructure. Who is his name? Andre Dillard in the first round to be their future left tackle because Jason Peters was aging out.
Mm-hmm.
He was a bust. They got Jordan Mailata in the seventh round.
I totally understand.
Like
that.
The idea of the Eagles will become the Dolphins if they don't have three
but
first round picks.
The bottom line I'm making is this: those three teams had those picks and it didn't make them better, right?
Yeah.
It didn't make them better.
But you mean saying that from the Eagles' perspective?
From
or
the
Browns?
Eagles' perspective, you draft better and you're putting yourself in better position to be a successful team by the way you've been drafting. And part of that is because the draft picks that you have.
I agree with that.
We're talking about Quinyon Mitchell.
Yep.
We're talking about Nolan Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot the other third pick that we had over the last 3 years. Jalen Carter, thank you. That's what we're talking about.
So, all right, I'm glad you brought up Nolan Smith. He is a part of this that we haven't brought up today. And look, I like Nolan. I've liked him since the moment they drafted him. We had him on the morning after they drafted him. You know what else I think might be part of the reason the Eagles are entertaining this?
Because he's not what you
he
thought he was.
He can't stay healthy. I mean, Nolan.
Your biggest asset is your availability.
Let's call Nolan Smith's career for what it is. And I know you've been a fan of his. You compared him to Robert Mathis, right? Like there is a path in the next 5 years where Nolan Smith becomes a perennial Pro Bowler. There's also a path where he can't stay on the field. He's had in 3 years, right? 2023, 24, 25. How many stretches has Nolan Smith had where he looks like a star? I would say one, and that was from
the Super Bowl Super Bowl run,
right? Like from I would say the end of November last year through the Super Bowl, he looked like a first round pick. Unfortunately, he was banged up, didn't play much in his rookie year. This year, he can't stay on the field. He has zero sacks as we enter November. I like Nolan Smith, but part of the issue is we have no edge rusher we could count on. None.
Yeah, but my retort to that would be that we really had not too many guys that we were considered like world beaters at the position last year, and we still were able to get to the Super Bowl.
Well, so you're right, world beaters, but Josh Sweat, you could count on Josh Sweat.
Yeah, he was pretty reliable. Yeah, but he became more reliable towards the latter part of the season than he was at the beginning of the season. Because I remember having conversations about where's the pass rush and where are these guys coming along. So you also have to look at the way the Eagles feel like they are built. and the way that they've gotten to where they've gotten to. Like, again, would love to have Myles Garrett, but the price to me is too steep.
Isn't it? Does it not say something to you that they are seriously involved in the Parsons thing and this thing?
It feels, like, I mean, because you got to kick the tires.
Read the tea leaves.
No, but the tea leaves are telling me that they have watched Jalix Hunt and Nolan.
Be like, they ain't them dudes.
Right, or they're just not sure. And that's okay. Like,
I mean, that's fair.
Every team does this, right? Like, what you feel about a young player at the beginning versus years later, your mind changes, right? Like, if Nolan Smith was healthy and had 7 sacks already, I don't think this is big of a conversation. Mm-mm. But he's not. And again, as a team, we have three sacks from edge guys currently on the roster. 3. 1.5 of our 4.5 walked out the door with Za'Darius Smith. Let's go to John in Bryn Mawr. What's up, John?
Listen, guys, thank you very much for taking my call.
You got it, John.
And in my opinion, this is an example of one of those things where you guys need to listen to the expert in the room, and the expert in the room is you. You has played with younger guys, with older guys, and he knows what it's like. I think you need to, you keep accusing him of being the only logical one in the room. I think he's the one who has the best insight in the room. And I'm coming down with you on this.
And you know what, John? I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
So, John, besides just siding with him because he played, like, what about his logic do you agree with?
I think he's right about it's just too much to give up. And you're potentially mortgaging the future for, like, so many of us as younger people
want
immediate gratification of another Super Bowl, but then we're where are we 3 years from now?
So, John, I think it is a fair counter to bring up. I would wonder this though, John, and I don't know the answer. I'm just giving you my perspective as a fan.
Sure.
I wonder what the priority is for Howie and Jeff. They've already won 2 Super Bowls. They have become one of the best and most consistent organizations in pro football. From my perspective, the next level to greatness is a dynasty, and to go back-to-back. And if that means the 2030 Eagles may have to rebuild, I wonder if that would be something that they would look at and say, okay, we'll deal with it then.
Well, that's a fair point, too. It's just that I get back to something you said a few minutes ago, and that is that Howie's strength has been to play the long game.
Mm-hmm.
And, maybe he's not the kind of guy to change from that. I mean, I don't think any of us have any fine fault with Howie.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But, I just think, I think you have the insight here and the inside track on what this is really about.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you
very much for
that,
John.
You got it, John. We appreciate the phone call. Good phone call.
It's the mortgaging the future thing. Because can we go to the extreme that just happened a few years ago with the LA Rams?
Mm-hmm.
Who did, how many first-round picks they give up?
They gave up for was it Stafford, right?
Goff.
Yeah. No, they got rid of Goff to get Stafford.
That entire year was the FN picks thing by Les Snead.
But it started with Goff. I think from the time Goff was drafted through them getting Stafford, they went like 8 years without a first-round pick.
Okay, and now it's been 4 or 5 years since they won that Super Bowl? still very much a contender.
They're relevant. That's a good pool.
They are totally
fine. That's a really good pool. But that's the Kyle, that's the chance that you always take.
I'm totally willing to take that.
I think we overrate draft picks a little bit.
And that's why, like, I am not that risk averse. Well, I guess I am risk averse. I'm not trying to take a risk. Yeah, I am risk averse. Like, because I look at it, and that's why last night when I thought about it, I'm like, okay, what type of sense does that make? Because for me, in situations like this, it has to line up, and it just doesn't.
So let's just flesh out what the point Kyle made there. From 2017 until 2024, the Rams had one first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
They went 8 drafts with one first-round pick.
They maintain a certain status, a form of relevancy, too.
In that span, if I'm correct, I believe the Eagles and Rams went to the same amount of Super Bowls. Right? Like the Eagles.
That's a good point.
Or I guess the Eagles went to 3 if you include last year, but through 23. They both went to 2 Super Bowls in that span. They both won one.
I mean, that's
a
good point.
They were both 2 of the best teams in the NFL. They did it in different ways. Again, it's almost like you have to pick and choose what the priority is. And for me, in the middle of this season, the priority is winning this Super Bowl. So that 2 years from now matters less than how much this matters.
I would say not so much your priorities, but what are you comfortable with?
Yeah.
It's almost like when you go to a dealership and you negotiate the price for a car. Like, what is the price that you're comfortable paying or willing to pay? Because, you know, you have some people that when they go into the dealership, it doesn't matter. They want the car. They're going to get the car regardless of what the deal is. And for me, it doesn't line up because you're trading away the 3 first-round draft picks and you're putting yourself in a position where you still got to pay some of these young Thundercats, and you got a ton of money on the other side of the ball.
Unless you have already started to decide that the guys that you already thought you were going to pay, you're not. I mean, like, we don't know. The private conversations that Vic Fangio, Howie Roseman have about Jalen Carter. And, again, someone called earlier and I think perceived that I was saying don't pay him altogether or don't keep him here. I just mean we watched last season, we watched the playoffs, and we decided collectively as a fan base, he's a $40 million a year player. Guys, I haven't watched a $40 million a year player this year in Jalen Carter, and perhaps Howie Roseman feels the same way. So if he's now decided, I'm not paying him that kind of money, that means he's got more money left over to fit Myles Garrett's salaries in. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's going on?
Happy Halloween,
Happy
man.
Happy Halloween, man.
Let me tell you something, man. Bringing in Miles will be the best thing the Eagles could have ever
Tell him, Will. Tell him.
Let me just break it down. Mm-hmm. Maybe this will change your mind, right? Now, with him coming in, that's going to make the defense so much better. We already know that. But it's going to help the defense and offense. You know why? Because it's going to be more 3-and-outs. With more 3-and-outs, guess what that's doing? Wearing the defense down for the 3rd and 4th quarter. And that's where we're going to start to throw the numbers up even higher now. You think what I'm saying?
Now we're talking.
Because the wear and tear from the run, the wear and tear from a defense coming back on the field, and then he's going to be terrorizing that offense. So that means more picks, more sacks, and more turnovers, right? So my thing is this. We, in the 4th quarter, we're going to start dominating every team that we play because of that impact. Whether you see the vision yet or not, but that's what's going to wind up happening.
Do you
man.
See Will's because vision? Do you see it, Hugh?
He's going to start running the ball, pounding the ball, and then the defense is already, they keep going on and off the field, on and off the field, back on the field. You know what I'm saying? So that turnover ratio is going to play a big part in the game. The last thing I want to say. Listen, Carter will learn from this guy. I think it needs to be some contract negotiations. Listen, Howie is a mastermind of contracts, man. Let him work his magic.
That's right.
And listen, man, you know what? I'm gonna end it with this. Listen, the future is the future. We looking for right now. We do have a big chance of three-peating. We want to repeat if we get this guy, but three-peating with this guy.
Dynasty, Will, say it. Dynasty.
That would be nice.
Let's go ahead and bring them in, and let's win 2 more Super Bowls. Let's go, baby.
There you go, Will. Appreciate it.
At least 2.
That would be nice.
Why not 3 more?
We're not giving up another yard. 2 years.
I don't get the feeling Hugh Douglas is as invested in a dynasty as we are.
No, I am. I'm just more invested in reality. And maybe that's probably where I'm missing the boat.
That's a problem.
This.
You see how you dress today?
Yeah, look at you.
You come in here, I'm invested in it. I'm a higher frequency.
The reality talk falls on deaf ears.
You know what the irony is?
Here.
I picked today of all days to try to come in
to
and be
realistic.
Logical.
You did. And you laughed you in the building.
No, because I'm like full disclosure, full transparency. I came in this morning. And we're getting ready to do show prep, right? And you know, I was at the Norfolk State Delaware State game last night, and the Miami game, Baltimore game was on, and I said, hey guys, Miami put up a real good fight last night, huh? And y'all looked at me like, what are you talking
they
about?
They got dragged 28-6.
What are you talking about?
They're firing their GM this morning. They stink.
And I said, well, wait a minute. They were driving at one point and they scored, right? They was like, no, it was a penalty, and I was like, oh. I was like, okay.
Also, I like they were driving at one point. Yeah, most teams do that in most games.
Because, Tua threw a pass, and the dude, I saw him get into the end zone, and then you said, no, on that play, it was procedural penalty or something like that. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, the Dolphins are a bad football team.
I was like, they were hanging in there, weren't they?
Can we please? I haven't looked at the schedule. I can't do any more primetime Dolphins games. If you give me a standalone Dolphins game, I'm not watching anymore. Yeah, I want to. Hugh, I have a quote here I wanted to throw into the mix.
What you got?
Because you are, and I will agree to this.
The Bills next, dog.
They're getting dragged. You are being logical about this, right? And you're thinking big picture. But I got a quote for you. I remember reading this a couple years ago. Andrew Friedman, the Dodgers general manager, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, really good at what he does. I would say Friedman and Howie, two of the best
back-to-back
GMs in the history, or like currently, and maybe in history. Andrew Friedman had a quote once that his was about free agency, but it was about logic, right? Logic and decisions they make. And his quote was, if you're always rational about every free agent, you will finish third on every free agent. Sometimes you got to get uncomfortable, Hugh. Three first-round picks is uncomfortable. I get it. But you know what is comforting? Having Myles Garrett on your defense as you try to, again, I've heard Ike speak about this recently. The NFC's good. To get to the Super Bowl this year,
it's pretty tight.
The Eagles are going to have to win three. They have to play three really good teams, most likely, unless they get the bye.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about having to go through the Lions, the Rams, the Packers, back to back to back. I mean, think about the quarterbacks.
And
there.
The Rams are gunning for you.
Yes.
Because you got them earlier this
Wouldn't
year.
Wouldn't you rather chase down Matthew Stafford with Myles Garrett in a playoff game?
I see your logic. I see your logic. But
the trip to Santa Clara, booking the rooms, going out there. Come on.
Going to the Mitchell Brothers Theater.
Yes.
To watch the porn.
What is that? What did I agree to?
The Mitchell Brothers Theater.
What is that?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. I got you. I'm going
to
get tickets.
I'm not sure we're going to.
Don't worry about it.
Now I got to look this up. Mitchell Brothers. What is
this? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Now I'm worried about it. Now I am worried about it.
I just want to go down. Like, certain things I just want to do just to see your face when we get there.
Well, I kind of heard what you said. I had to confirm what I heard there.
I just want
to. This is a family show.
I just want to videotape when we roll up to the doors. And Joe's like, what are we doing?
Where are we? I came here for a football week.
We're not going to go in, but it'll just be for the shock and awe. Because that's not how I get down, but it'll be for the shock and awe.
215-592-9495. We've got a lot to get to. We'll get to everyone's phone calls up here. Your take on this. Would you trade three first-round picks for Myles Garrett? I would. Listen, I understand it's a lot, but this is a great player. It is an all-time player on a team trying to win back-to-back Super Bowls and become a dynasty. I am in. Hugh Douglas put on his logic cap and his wig today for Halloween, and he said no. All right, your phone calls and all this. Plus, we're going to quick pivot and let you hear what Jason Kelce said yesterday regarding the Dave Dombrowski-Bryce Harper situation. I thought, of all the takes on the Harper-Dombrowski thing, hearing Jason's perspective, how he would have heard, and he kind of went back to a point in his career where he wasn't playing his best and how the organization handled that versus what they could have said, maybe didn't say. I thought it was really interesting. Jason Kelce, you'll hear from him next, what he said on the morning show about the Dombrowski-Harper situation, which, by the way, was a point of contention, the Harper stuff with Ike and Spike yesterday. It was good stuff on the afternoon show. We'll get to that coming up. Your phone calls on all this, 215-592-9494 on a Halloween Friday on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.